Adjustment disorders, we're moving on. This is really a great one to know about that most people don't know about. You'd be surprised it's called a disorder, but we've all had this one. This is when the development of emotional or behavioral symptoms in response to identifiable stressors within the last 3 months. These symptoms or behaviors are clinically significant as evidenced by either the following: marked distress that is in excess of what would be expected from exposure to the stressor, significant impairment in social or occupational functioning. The stress-related disturbance does not meet the criteria for another disorder. This is when you've had a job change, or you've moved, or you've had a significant loss in your life. Anything that you have to adjust to could result in symptoms of a depressive episode, anxiety. You know the feeling when you have an almost accident on the beltway and you come back to work and you can't think and you lose your keys and you're a little post-traumatic stress, you're not normal. That can go on for days after a severe adjustment. I don't want to confuse it with post-traumatic stress because that would fit with the accident analogy I just gave, but with the adjustment, it would be a major change. If you went to work one day and they changed your job or transported you elsewhere, you had to leave the country. When you have to leave the country and you have children or move across the country, any major change or just move. Parents don't recognize that there's residual effects, and children can have depressive symptoms or anxiety or look hyperactive. That's perfectly, it's normal. We call it an adjustment disorder because we know what it is clinically. Now we know what we're seeing. You know, again, the language disorder is unfortunate, but it happens to lots of people. Now, if your temperament or your neurology is particularly vulnerable and you're particularly sensitive, or one of your children is, they're more inclined when there's an adjustment to not be resilient or to adjust easily to it and be more susceptible to symptoms of anxiety or regression or depression. So, some of those kids I mentioned that look ADHD and it's sudden, I'm immediately thinking when I'm asking the questions about what has happened recently and what's different and have any major changes occurred. I had a little boy in my office, not so little, he was a sixth grader, and he was sad and crying, and I found out what it was about. He was depressed, but his best friend he had grown up with in elementary school, you know, he got to middle school and the cliques are forming and everybody's deciding who's cool and who isn't. And this best friend dissed him, as he told me, and broke up with him, basically wanted nothing to do with him, and not only wanted nothing to do with him, and we all know this is typical middle school, he became mean. Well, you know what breaking up is like. We've all broken up. You get mean. You change your personality because you're pushing that person away that you've been so close to for so many years. Well, it was devastating for this child, who was a very loyal friend and a very nice boy, and he was really, truly just devastated by it. He couldn't make sense of it, and he couldn't bounce back. He never expected it to happen. No one warned him that that was going to happen in middle school. He thought he was going to be friends with this boy as long as forever. So that's a good example of an adjustment, a depression born out of an adjustment.